Here's what you need to know before you go. It's the Big Joe Show's Need to Know News on Mix 95.7.
Early voting is up big in Michigan. Nearly 115,000 people have cast in-person ballots ahead of Michigan's primary election, which is tomorrow. That's Tuesday, August 4th. The polls open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And we've got more details inside the Mix 95.7 app. A lot of big things. Governor going up there. Also, the U.S. Senate seat, that's open. So, definitely cast your vote, regardless of who you're voting for. Let your voice be heard. The Detroit Tigers, they traded star pitcher Tarik Skubal to the Los Angeles Dodgers. After his the reason they did this, his contract ends at the end of the season, and he's expected to get like a record-breaking payday. I mean, he's one of like the best pitchers in baseball. So the Tigers are like, okay, get nothing for him or try to get something if we trade him. So that's what they did. They got three young prospects. So hopefully, you know, they can start building the team, and they look good this weekend, man. They kicked the Athletics, but I wanted to say Oakland, but they're not there anymore. I don't know. That's a whole other sports thing. But you can read more about that inside the Mix 95.7 app if you want to get some more. Or know a Tigers fan out there. Two Nancy Guthrie ransom notes have been released. The first one that was sent on February 2nd asked for $4 million by February 5th. Or if that deadline was not met, it would be $6 million by the 9th. So in that second note that came very quickly on February 6th, the kidnappers admitted that Nancy Guthrie had died. So this is Savannah Guthrie's plea, if you remember back then, asking them to do the right thing.
It has been months since our mom was taken from us. We are in a nightmare that will not end. We will never stop looking for her. So I'm asking you, begging you, to do the right thing now. Help us find her. Tell us where to look for her. I truly believe it is never too late to do the right thing. I believe there is always a way home. Please make the right choice.
Now it makes a little more sense in that context. Like, it sounds like they already knew. So I just hope they can eventually get some answers, you know, at least just to get her back. And for your final need to know news story, we're going to take a trip to Sesame Street where, get this, Post Malone got to meet Elmo. I'm so jealous. They sang a new song together. It's called A Little Help, and it shares the importance of neighbors helping each other out after a storm.
We can go through something hard, but I know we'll make it through, because you will always be there for me.
Like that little take on I Had Some Help with Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. You can check that out too up inside the Mix 95.7 app. That is the Big Joe Show's Need to Know News on Mix 95.7. Secret celebrity time here on the Big Joe Show. It is Mix 95.7 Grand Rapids Best Mix. You can call 616-600-0957 if you've got a guess for today's secret celebrity.
I don't like that word reinvention because I'm not reinventing myself. I am still the same flesh and blood, the same color eyes I had before. I have the same skin and hair. So it's not reinventing, but it is evolving. And with evolution, change comes. People think, oh my gosh, you know, I'm afraid to change. I don't think I can take the step and change in that direction. But once you do it, it gets more and more interesting.
616-600-0957. Good morning, Mix 95.7. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Heather from Gowan.
Heather and Gowan, do you know who our secret celebrity is?
Is it Martha Stewart?
It is Martha Stewart. You know how old she turns today?
No, I don't.
85.
Oh, wow.
I need to do what Martha Stewart's doing around here. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. No kidding, yes.
I don't know. Maybe it's because she hangs out with Snoop Dogg. That might be keeping her young.
That's true.
Well, Heather, for figuring that out today, first of all, congrats. And second, you are a big winner, which means you're going to get a pair of two-day general admission passes to Breakaway Music Festival August 14th and 15th. Congrats.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hang on. I'll get your information. And hey, you want to be like Heather and Gowan? Real easy. Join me this time tomorrow here on Mix 95.7. We play that secret celebrity game. Coming up next, it's Big Joe's Little Wins, the Child Advocacy Center of Kent County, also known as the ACA. They're in studio with a very special guest, Bacon. And I'm not talking about the food. I'm talking about the dog.
It's time for Big Joe's Little Wins on Mix 95.7.
Got a good thing going on.
Highlighting the little wins and great things happening throughout West Michigan and beyond. Here's today's little win with Big Joe.
Amazing guests are joining me in studio this morning from the Children's Advocacy Center of Kent County, the ACA, which is way easier for me to say. I've got Marcia, Misty, and Bacon. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great.
So you're in here, and we're talking about a birthday party, and we'll get to that in just 1 second. Bacon's turning, what, 6 on Saturday?
He's going to be 6.
Wow, Bacon, you're growing up so fast over there. Now, with the CAC of Kent County, what exactly do you do for the kids here in West Michigan?
We are essentially the first place for a child that discloses or experiences sexual abuse. We support children and families, their non-offending caregivers, through a forensic interview, and that really gets the investigation started. And then we also offer support after that. That includes therapy, forensic interviews, medical exams, court support, advocacy, and then we are privileged enough to have law enforcement and Children's Protective Services in our building with us. So once that child goes through this process, we can really start that healing, and then we can also be there to support them as they start to seek justice.
What got you involved and wanted to be part of this organization?
Oh man, this is going to sound funny, but I always watched Law and Order SVU.
Yeah,
and I didn't really think that was a thing. I grew up Grand Rapids girl and didn't really know that this existed. And now that I'm sort of in this world, it's really mind-boggling to know how frequently this happens. And I just say I'm a helper and I just want to be able to do good work within our community.
Marcia, you're Bacon's handler, among other things. What is it like, I guess, Bacon getting to interact with these kids? Like, what's that experience like?
It is the best thing. It is really hard when you see him to not smile. So when the kids see him, it really kind of shifts their energy. It can change their mood. A lot of times when kids come into the center, unfortunately, they are feeling nervous or scared or sad. And being able to see him really can just lighten the mood for them and take their minds off of maybe some of the hardest things that have happened in their lives.
You guys do such important work here in Grand Rapids and Kent County, and it's important that we show up and support whenever we can. And coming up this Saturday, Bacon's having a birthday party. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, it's actually a free event for our community.
Cool.
It's child-friendly, family-friendly, free event. So there's going to be face painting. There's going to be balloon animals, a duck pond for kids to pick and get prizes. There's going to be pancakes with bacon, obviously. It's being catered by Kitchen 67, and we're lucky enough that Easttown Vet is our main sponsor. It's just a really good time to come out, support our center, support Bacon, support the good work we do. There's going to be t-shirts for sale, stickers. It's a fun opportunity to come out and get some love from Bacon.
I'm going to put a photo up on social media, Mix957GR on Facebook and Instagram. Is that one of the shirts that right there with Bacon on it? Because it looks so, I got to buy one of those. I love that. And, sorry, what were you saying there, Marcia?
At the event, you'll also have the chance to meet Bacon because he will be there and some of his furry friends.
Give me all the details. This is going down this Saturday. Yes. Where, when?
Yep. So it's going to be held August 8th at the Kentwood Community Room at the Kent District Library. It's from 9 to 11 a.m. Come on in anytime. Like we said, there's no need to reserve a spot. Just show up and come meet some furry friends. Last year we had Indy from the Children's Hospital and Bacon's brother Toast showed up. So you just never know who'll be there.
That is so cool. How can people help out the CAC of Kent County?
I think they can follow us on social media. We offer tours. So if they're interested in tours of the facility, they can reach out on our Facebook page. They can reach out from our website, cac-kent.org. We are always looking for donors in the community and people to just really get behind us. This is really hard work. It can be something that people don't want to talk about. And that's another thing. People can just really start to educate themselves, educate their children, talk about things that might scare them, maybe, you know, using proper body terminology. There's so many ways to get involved to really make sure that children know how to keep themselves safe, how to know who their safe adults are.
Well, I appreciate both of you for coming on in here. Bacon, thank you so much too for joining us. And yeah, make sure you join them this Saturday for Pancakes with Bacon. Thanks again to Marcia and Misty with the CAC of Kent County for coming on for Big Joe's Little Wins.
Thanks, Joe.
Mix 95.7, it's the Big Joe Show. Joining me in studio for a brand new game. Who wants to have some fun? It is called the Daily Deception, and I've got Wendy and I've got Danielle. Hey, ladies.
Good morning.
All right. Thanks for being guinea pigs in this game right here. The way it works, and you can play along too if you're listening at home or in the car, whatever you're doing. I've got three news headlines. Two of them are real and one of them is fake. The idea is to guess which one is fake, hence the Daily Deception. Ooh. So mischievous. All right. Headline number one. Mexican performer lifts 166 pounds with her hair. Headline number two. Man accused of stealing 500 pounds of butter claims it was for personal use. Headline number three. Man breaks into a woman's home at 6:30 in the morning to make a margarita. I'll start out with you, Danielle. Out of those headlines, anyone kind of sticking out to you, you think that might be fake? Because two of those are real.
The other ones are so crazy that I think the margarita one's the fake one.
So you think the margarita is the fake headline, okay? I'll write that down. Wendy, what about you?
I'm going to go with the butter bandit.
Okay, you don't think the butter thing's real?
I do not.
Okay, well, our winner today is Wendy.
Woo!
Yep, the man accused of stealing 500 pounds of butter claims it was for personal use. I just made that one up.
Sounds like something you'd do.
Well, what would I do with that much butter? And what's your personal use? I've never heard of it.
It's a family show. It's up to you.
Maybe you're going to bake, okay, Danielle? That's the family part. Let's go over the real stories then. The man broke into a woman's home at 6:30 to make her margarita. This happened in Florida, no surprise. This 30-year-old guy named Jeffrey was arrested after he broke into a woman's home last week around 6:30 in the morning. She woke up because her dog was barking, grabbed her gun, because everybody in Florida's got one, even the dogs, and went downstairs. That's when she saw Jeffrey in her kitchen enjoying a makeshift margarita. He came to party, apparently, because he also brought a six-pack of beer with him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he helped herself to the vodka and tequila, and he cut a lime up in the kitchen. This guy just is like there relaxing. When I first read the headline, I thought, did he turn the blender on? Because he was really going for it. That's how I like my margaritas frozen.
He went on the rocks.
Yeah exactly. He apologized to her before running out of the house, but she actually knows the guy. He lives down the road.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so police ended up coming to his home. He's like, no, man, I've been sleeping. I don't know what you're talking about. So he was charged with burglary, petty theft, and resisting an officer. And the other real story, I don't know how this happened. A Mexican circus performer lifted 166 pounds with her hair.
Is that even possible?
I don't know.
Sounds painful.
Sounds like a good way to get split ends. The woman's name is Diane, and she's been performing in the circus for 26 years. She actually set the Guinness World Record for the heaviest weight lifted with her hair. The way she did this, she took her hair, nice and long, put it into like double braids, I guess, maybe reinforcing it.
Right.
Okay. And then she tied it at the end and lifted the weight up. She was able to keep it off the ground for 14 seconds.
How is that a skill you learn you have?
Exactly.
I don't know. People are into some weird stuff. But I couldn't even lift 100 pounds just by myself for that long.
With your arms, no.
Yeah, here she is with her hair.
Rip your hair out of your head.
I wonder what hair product she uses.
I know. Hmm. Well, there you go, right there, endorsement.
You think she cheats? Yeah. Like, they're like, hey, is that dry shampoo in your hair? What are you doing over here? She actually said that she trained for 6 months to be able to withstand the pressure on her scalp, neck, and back.
Oh, that's insane.
All right, well, yeah, that's your Daily Deception here on Mix 95.7. Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for hanging out. It is the Big Joe Show on Mix 95.7. I got my coworkers with me today, Wendy and Danielle. And Danielle, your daughter, Brooklyn, is so sweet. How old is she?
She's 7.
Okay, and she recently had a little, a dance class at a church? What happened?
Well, her dance class, the company's at a church, and... After dance, her and her friends are roaming around, and I saw Brooklyn had something in her hand. We were leaving, and I said, what is that? And it was a little mini Jesus.
Okay.
And I said, well, we can't just take that because you are taking a mini Jesus from a church, so that's like...
It's like the ultimate sin, I think.
Exactly.
Isn't the thing, though, you're supposed to take Jesus with you out into the world?
I don't know if that's what they meant,
Wendy.
I mean, so I, had a conversation with her that we don't take things from places, and also we don't take Jesus, so... Like, is this bad parenting? Am I? What?
I think it's a thing, though. Like, people hide little Jesuses and little ducks and all these things, and I think you're supposed to find them.
Are you comparing the little ducks to Jesus?
In this scenario. Oreo?
She's
yes.
She's trying to make me feel better. Well, what I was told when I've been telling this story is that you're supposed to take the little mini Jesus. People place them around town or place them at places. I don't know. And you're supposed to take them so you have Jesus with you. So no, what she was doing was a right thing.
I get the idea, but like, I don't know. I grew up, I'm kind of like, you know, whatever now, non-denominate. I don't know what I'm doing right now. I believe in something. But that being said, when I was raised Catholic and I used to go to Sunday school, all these things, like, I don't remember any like little Jesus Funko Pops or little like yeah, Jesus
they
carving
weren't
things.
A thing back then, but now like, thing. I wouldn't put it past a kid because kids are curious and kids are like, oh, this is cool. Ooh. To like steal one of the, I'm not Catholic, so I don't know what they're actually called, but the little like prayer candles. Or like the little bottles of holy water that they have around. I think you're supposed to make a donation for those. Not exactly sure.
So you're telling me I need to make a donation to the church.
I don't know what we're supposed to do here, but 616-600-0957. I feel like you need to be Catholic and go to confessional because your daughter stole from the church. Like I've never heard of that. Has anybody else actually heard of this being a thing where you take little Jesus figurines from there? Like it's
people
like an Easter egg hunt. How does this work?
Yeah. I've heard that people just leave them around places.
I've seen them.
I've seen them downtown on sidewalks.
Yeah.
Okay, I have not, and I'm very concerned here. Your daughter's sweet, minus the sticky fingers.
She just wanted Jesus in her life.
She did.
Yeah, well, now she's got him forever.
Yeah.
Big Joe 60-second showdown happening right now on Mix 95.7, and today Jill in Rockford is taking on the game, but you're not alone. Who's with you in the car today to play along?
My three girls, Ashlyn, Brinley, and Tessa.
Hey, good morning, girls. How's it going?
Good.
Oh, man, you got a whole team there. All right, hey, for you ladies and anybody else that might be listening, Big Joe 60-second showdown is pretty easy. I will put 1 minute on the clock, and you have to correctly answer all 10 questions. If you don't know an answer, you're not sure, you can say pass and I'll come back if there's still time left in the game. If you get all 10 right, which I believe in you, you're gonna get that Michigan Lottery ticket jackpot, which is at $115. And just for playing today and all this week, the 60-second showdown, you're gonna get a pair of tickets to go see Hillary Duff at Acushur Amphitheater on Sunday, August 16th. That's gonna be a fun show, and I think it's sold out too.
Awesome.
All right, let's get into it. Big Joe's 60-second showdown starts in 3, 2, 1. What do you call a shape with three sides?
Triangle.
Correct. What insurance company has a talking duck as its mascot?
Affleck.
Correct. What were Jack and Jill going up the hill to fetch?
A pail of water.
Correct. Who sings the song See You Again?
Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth.
Correct. How many days are in a week?
7.
Correct. What type of animal is a black mamba?
Snake.
Correct. Who is the head coach of the Detroit Lions?
Pass.
Grand Haven hosts this event every late July into early August.
The Coast Guard Festival.
Correct. What river runs through the Grand Canyon?
Colorado River.
Correct. What type of lizard can change the color of its skin?
Chameleon.
Who is the head coach of Detroit?
That's a wrap.
Oh! You were right there. You got 9 right. We're just right there at the end. Don't say the answer because I'm going to bring it back tomorrow. But wow, Jill and the girls, you did amazing today. You should be proud of yourself.
Yay.
Woo.
I'm
not even playing and my heart's pounding over here. Hey, if you want to be like Jill and her amazing daughters and take on the 60-second showdown, even if you don't get all 10 questions right like they almost did, you're still going to get hooked up with a pair of tickets to go see Hillary Duff at Acushur Amphitheater on Sunday, August 16th. Give me a call if you'd like to play. 616-600-0957. That is 616-600-0957.